Todd, how are you?
I'm doing all right, Mr. Rogers. How are things in good old Oklahoma City?
Everything is great, man. We're experiencing a heat wave here. It's like 65, 70 degrees every day.
I'd have no complaints about that kind of weather. It's been pretty nice out here in Vegas, sunshine every day, trying to get geared up. Apparently, it needs nice weather for the BCS.
We've already had a guy text in today begging for you to hook him up for his bachelor party in April with free rooms. We were inquiring about the suite in The Hangover. What kind of rate could we get on that, and is there a name for that suite?
That rate is actually reserved for some of our high-worth casino customers, so it's generally not made available to the public. And it's got a number of different names. There are a couple different Hangover suites, per se. The one I believe you saw in the movie is actually the Rain Man suite.
The Rain Man suite. Is that from the movie Rain Man?
That is partly from the movie Rain Man, and they've done some remodeling and renovations. But even if you don't try and stay in some of the nicer suite offerings we have at Caesars, I mean, some great room product throughout our brand. I mean, Planet Hollywood probably has some of the best rooms that people don't know about.
I've stayed at Planet Hollywood a few times. I love it. It's outstanding. All right, let's talk about this national championship game on Monday night. Had the last caller just kind of break it down a little bit. Where's the money moving? I was there in Vegas with you to watch the first one. I kind of thought after that game that Alabama was maybe the better team and could have won the game with just a break here or there. Since then, I think the perception is that LSU's kind of taken on a different dimension when it involves talking about who the best team in the country is. So I'm really curious to see where the money's moving.
This LSU team, we power rated them as a slight favorite. However, the betting marketplace has vehemently disagreed. Since we opened LSU as a 1.5-point favorite, Alabama now listed as a 1.5-point favorite, and it hasn't been the betting public moving this number 3 points. It's been some of the professionals, although no matter who you talk to, everyone seems to have an opinion on this game. From my own vantage point, I think the over-under at 40 may offer better value than either of the sides.
In the over?
I actually like the game to go over the total. I think both of these teams will throw caution to the wind and kind of open up their playbooks a little bit more. I know the yardage in the first game in a 9-6 debacle didn't really account for this, but a faster track down there in the Superdome, I think you'll see these two teams open the offenses up a little bit, and it wouldn't shock me if we saw a 24-21 type football game.
In these BCS championship games, we've seen some of them get out of hand.
Well, that's one of the big things. There will be a special teams play. There will be a defensive touchdown somewhere along the way. So if you build that into the number, you're essentially looking at a total of 33 for this type of scenario. And if the game gets to be a double-digit margin at any point, these two teams, whether they want to be conservative or not, are going to have to open up the playbooks and really try and throw the ball downfield.
What will the atmosphere be like in the book compared to a Super Bowl for the national championship game?
Unfortunately, it doesn't create nearly the same buzz, especially when it falls on a Monday night. You're talking about a crowd that maybe is a little bit thinned out, but you can speak from personal experience having spent the national title game with us last year for Auburn, Oregon. You'll still have a pretty fervent crowd, and with two proud programs like LSU and Alabama going head-to-head, you know, we'll have pretty good energy throughout.
Well, I definitely say that. I thought for the regular season game, it was pretty electric. I mean, it was tough to find a seat in there for that, and I think that just the prestige of the programs makes the difference. So I bet your place is hopping for sure on Monday night. Anything else going on? These other bowl games, do you have opinions on some of the final games that we have coming up here, or the lines moved either way significantly for the rest of the bowls?
Some tough games to handicap. You look at Pittsburgh and SMU, both teams had their own coaching turmoil for various reasons leading up to this BBVNA Compass Bowl. SMU is a 5-point dog. Number's been bet down, hovering right around 3.5. Arkansas State, Northern Illinois, Ark State, a 1.5-point favorite, a program that will get a much-needed boost of energy next year when Gus Malzahn makes his way to Jonesboro, but nothing strong in that game. Biggest thing we've done out here at Caesars Entertainment yesterday, we unveiled our 2013 BCS National Championship odds, and we installed Oklahoma at 20-1 and Oklahoma State at 40-1. For those fine Sooner and Cowboy fans in the Sports Animal listenership.
I know you love Arkansas, so you have Arkansas in the top five.
I do have Arkansas in the top five. Our top five looks like this. LSU listed as the favorite at 7-2. USC and Alabama both come in at 6-1. Oregon listed at 8-1. And then Arkansas and Georgia at 12-1.
I can tell you this. If you had a 4x100-meter relay national champion, I'd take Oregon. Where would that be? Probably even money on that?
Absolutely incredible, the show that they put on, even on a slower track in the Rose Bowl. makes you realize how fast they must be to defend up there at Autzen Stadium on the artificial surface.
Okay, I got a theory in the NFL. Here's my theory.
I'm a little nervous when you start to go with theories, Mark.
I want to put $100. I want to put $100 make believe dollars on the Ravens and the Patriots to win the Super Bowl. And if either one of them do, I'm gonna come out pretty far ahead on this, right? I mean, where do you list the Ravens and where do you list the Patriots to win the Super Bowl? Because I think those are the only two teams, in my opinion, that got a chance to come out of the AFC.
We have the Patriots right now listed at 7-2 to win the Super Bowl, and we have the Ravens listed at 5-1. I do think the Ravens probably offer a little bit more value, assuming they could go into New England and potentially win an AFC championship game. But keep in mind, as it stands right now, we also have the NFC as a 4.5-point favorite against the AFC. I'd imagine that the Saints or Packers get out. They will be a slight favorite. Although the team that I'm telling people not to sleep on, I think the 49ers will have a say in all of this before the dust settles.
All right. So what you said is, and I think most people believe that the Saints and the Packers are the two hottest teams right now. I've heard a lot of people pick the Saints to win the Super Bowl. But you like the 49ers. But still, those teams, I've got a one-game shot. If I get the Ravens to the Super Bowl and I've bet them when they're 5-1, there's no way I'm getting 5-1 return if they play in the game.
No question about it, but also at the same time, Mark, if you're looking to try and invest, it may offer better value if you were to bet the Ravens money line each of their next three games, assuming that they would be underdogs in both the AFC Championship and the Pro Football Championship unless San Francisco got there.
Interesting. You really like the 49ers, huh?
I think they have the right formula right now. They can run the football effectively, which means Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees would get fewer possessions. They have a tenacious defense that forces turnovers. And say what you will about Alex Smith, he just doesn't turn the ball over this year under Jim Harbaugh. And that's exactly what you need this time of year. The one concern I have, the fact the 49ers settle for field goals like it's their job and are convinced that scoring touchdowns need not apply.
All right, wild card weekend. I've been out to Vegas a lot in the last couple of years because I was there last year for Wild Card Weekend too, which was fun. Underdogs, I can't believe this. I have been anti Tebow for this entire season, but I am jumping on the Tebow bandwagon this week. I think that's way too many points to give up with a beat up and injured Steelers football team.
I do think the price is inflated for this game. I mean, I made the number closer to 6. Heading into week 17, but based on public perception, which is a huge element in all the lines you'll see during the playoffs, numbers been bet up to 8, 8.5. Important to keep in mind, the last 5 non-winning teams to make the playoffs, so 500 or worse, are 5-0 against the number, 4-1 straight up. So if Denver's defense can show up and keep the Steelers off the scoreboard, awfully tough to lay 8.5, 9 points with an offense only averaging 14 points per game over their final 4 contests.
So?
I actually look at the under in this game offering more value. I'm just not sure where Denver gets their points. And if they do happen to get behind 7-0 early or even 10-0, if they abandon the running game, it could spell disaster for Tim Tebow and company.
All right, the Giants last Sunday night, they beat up on the hapless Cowboys. All the announcers were saying, this is a dangerous Giants football team, one that possibly could make a lot of noise in the playoffs just by virtue of taking apart the NFL Cowboys. I like Atlanta to go in there and get a win.
I won't argue with you on that game. I grew up a Giant fan and will be rooting for the Giants, but I think Atlanta has the right pieces to slow down the Giants in this contest. They have an offensive line that's kept Matt Ryan upright throughout the season. You look at what Atlanta does. If they hand the ball to Michael Turner 21-plus times, their track record is absolutely flawless. And this is still a Giant team that people forget lost at home to the Redskins in what was a must-win no more than 3 weeks ago. You have to love the way Eli Manning's playing. Giants front four pose a stiff challenge for any offensive line, but it's still a secondary that's going to have big problems with the speed of Julio Jones, Roddy White on the outside, and I think Tony Gonzalez becomes the real key stretching that deep middle of the field.
Good, okay, I think we agree there. All right, how about the Lions and Saints? People are all over New Orleans. Great home field advantage. They've been destroying people there. Drew Brees is all-time single-season passing leader. How do you see this one?
The normal idea for a bookmaker is to try and make a case for the underdog. In this game, I really can't do it. You look at what the Saints have done, 8-0 against the number in home games this year, 11-3 against the number when installed as a favorite, finished amongst the NFL best in overall covers. I mean, just such a dynamic offense. And I think you need an offense capable of running the football to keep Drew Brees on the sidelines to Detroit doesn't possess that, and I really believe their discipline will cause big problems. First time these two teams met, Detroit 11 penalties, 107 yards, and they just kept shooting themselves in the foot. You can't do that against the New Orleans Saints. So unless the Lions play perfect football, I mean, this should be a Saints cover, and a game I think stays right around the total.
Will anyone be betting the clash of the Titans, the Texans and the Bengals? By far, to me, the least interesting game of the weekend.
Well, the NFL would agree with you putting it in that early Saturday time slot. We'll see betting handle on that game, but I don't think it'll come anywhere close to the other three games of the weekend. I mean, two teams who backed into the playoffs, Texans losers of three straight once they clinched the AFC South title. The Bengals 1-5-2 against the number of their final eight games. Andy Dalton dealing with all sorts of flu-like symptoms, they're saying this week. I actually think this game, points will be at a premium, so I would be inclined to look under the total of 38.5 rather than try and make a case for either one of these hapless sides.
I would agree with that. All right, last question for you. I think OU got hammered on Tuesday night by Missouri, and they came home and faced Kansas on Saturday. I think there's going to be a lot of value in OU. What's the number going to be around for the Sooners against the Jayhawks on Saturday?
My power numbers for this game make Kansas about a 9.5-point favorite against OU. A much more favorable matchup for the Sooners, who catch the Jayhawks at the exact right time. Kansas fresh off of a resounding win over in-state rival K-State. And Missouri is going to create problems for a team like OU. Lon Kruger just doesn't have the guard play he needs to try and handle and deal with the athleticism that Missouri possesses. The real spot to take a look at, if Missouri handles business in their game on Saturday, I think the Tigers get saddled with their first loss the middle of next week when they go to Hilton Coliseum and play an Iowa State team who I still see as a real dark horse to not only make the NCAA tournament, but to make some noise in the Big 12.
You got a lot of transfers on that team. They're pretty good. Todd, always great to talk to you. Have fun. We will catch up with you next week.
Always a pleasure, Mark. Enjoy the national championship game on Monday.
I will. Todd Furman, racing sports analyst for Caesars Palace, senior racing sports analyst for Caesars Palace.